The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So relax into your body. Drop into your body. Rest into a natural great peace. And let your mind and your heart open and relax again and simply be open to whatever is happening. And you may feel some ease is here. And there may be thoughts. Of course there are thoughts. But you're not the thoughts. You're the sky. Or you're the awareness, the openness. You're the love that accepts, or the kindness that accepts whatever's happening, including thoughts. Even loving. The clouds. The coming and going, just like the breath. Maybe the breath is letting the thoughts come and go with the inhale and exhale of the breath. They have no substance. Clouds. You try to lay down in a cloud, you'd fall right through. Clouds are like froth. So just relax and don't worry about clouds. It helps to be with the body, grounding in the body. Aware of the body, aware of the feet, aware of the calves, and the awarenesses. It's alive, it's warm, it's been compared to be like the sun. ceaselessly shining awareness in all directions. In this case, we're shining it on the thighs. Warming the thighs. And warming your back like the sun is. You're lying on a beach and the sun is shining on your back, warming from your legs, your hips, your lower back, middle back, getting into all the nooks and crannies in your shoulder where the tension can be held. And warming your belly, the rise and fall of the belly, and it's wide open. This awareness is wide open, warming different parts of the body, but in essence, it's boundless. Warming the chest, the heart, the feelings. The arms. In this case, awareness, there's this aspect of awareness that is warm, that is love, it's kindness. It's always here, warming us, warming our face, our jaw. Like a warm cloth, damp cloth spread over your face, letting all the facial muscles melt into the warmth of the cloth. And letting the awareness open. Widening the aperture, so we're aware of the entire body. And if there are thoughts, not getting rid of the thoughts, and not getting involved with the thoughts, just warm, like sensations in the body, letting them be. Like bubbles on a river that pop. And warmly aware of sounds. The sound of this bell. warmth is everywhere. If there's an emotion that's with you now, or that's been with you recently, something like not enough, something like that, or anxiety, or insecurity, or fear, anger. Be aware of that. Let that be a reference point for this, like the breath is a reference, like this, let this, the feelings be a reference point for this warmth, and just let them be. In the vastness of the ocean, these waves that come, these feelings. These feelings in the, maybe in the heart area, or the throat, or the face, or wherever they are, just letting them be, letting them rise like the waves in the ocean. We don't mind the waves. As a matter of fact, they're reference points too, for awareness, for love. Holding them like a mother would hold her child. Usually we identify with our limitations, but here we're identifying with what's unlimited. We're being unlimited, as open as you naturally are right now. Without forcing. And now just relax and let go of all that doing. And simply be. Come home to yourself. Whatever is happening is okay. If it's not okay, be okay with that. Okay with not okay. Okay with okay. Wide, broad, spacious awareness. Loving awareness. Like a star that just keeps shining. No matter what's going on. Being the star. And allowing whatever is happening to happen, accepting Thoughts are just fluff, letting them be without fighting with thoughts. Whatever you're feeling is welcome. Like the mother bird loves her chicks who are clamoring. Okay. Thank you. So, let's see. Robert, I want to make you a co-host because we're having some trouble without you with our, I want to make the small groups go for 25 minutes, and they've been stopping at 15 minutes. So if you, could you do that for us?
Could you want me to set the groups up, David?
I'll set the groups up, but if you could make them for 25 minutes, could you do that?
I can try.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you can, if they come back, we'll just...
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see. So, there we go. Some of the ideas I had for discussion, but you're certainly welcome to discuss whatever you'd like to talk about your practice, about what's happening with you. Some suggestions I had are what brings you, what's beckoning you to come to meditation? What is your desire? What do you want? Why do you, what's beckoning you? And what is your, we're all in our final chapter here. What is your aging? We don't have much time left. What's the most important thing now? What's your aging beckoning in you? That could be enough, but other ideas are about what's beckoning you to how to be in the world, how to be with other people, how to be in your activities. What's all this beckoning in you now? Do you want to be famous? You want to be liked? You want to have a great achievement? You want to be right? Is that what's beckoning to you, or what is something else beckoning to you now, besides these worldly these worldly hopes and fears. What's truly gratifying? And how do you work with your difficult mental patterns? Is another one. So let's see.